Chatham County Roundup is presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Today, of course, we're talking elections, it being Election Day, and we're joined on the phone with the man who's been covering the election in Chatham County for the Chatham News and Record, Lars Dolder. ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website for more information and more news, including election news from Chatham County. Lars, joining us on the phone right now. Thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you, Aaron. It's a pleasure.
So I got to start, if we're talking elections in Chatham County, but I got to start by talking about early voting turnout, which we've been kind of tracking it every single day over the two-plus week early voting period, and Chatham County just far and away blew past every other county in the state in terms of early voting turnout. And I was wondering about that. And then yesterday, I checked the results from 2016, and just general turnout in Chatham County was also extremely high relative to the other counties for the presidential election then, too. So this is something that happens in Chatham County on a regular basis. You've been following this for the entire election cycle. What is it about Chatham County that leads to such extremely high voter turnout, even relative to the rest of the state where turnout's been high?
Yeah, good question. It's true. Chatham County is always number one or in the top three, at least, for early voter turnout. But this year, still, it's nothing short of remarkable. I think the latest figures that I was looking at, over 43,000 have come out or did come out to vote during early voting, which was about 74.7, so 75% of total registered voters in the county. As for the reasons why, it's hard to pin down. There's just tremendous support for election season among those in Chatham County. A lot of it has to do with older voters, too, but then again, other counties have similar demographics, so it's hard to pinpoint exactly what it is about Chatham County, but you're right that they have historically been number one or near it, and this year they didn't disappoint.
With early voting turnout so high across the state, what we're hearing from precincts today is that there was kind of a flurry of activity right at 6:30, people showing up to the polls. And then once that line passed, it's been kind of slow at most precincts throughout the day, which you kind of expect with early voting as high as it was. Chatham County, same thing. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, in fact, we just had one of our correspondents in the office an hour ago or so working on a reaction story from voters at different precincts around the county, of which there are 18, by the way, and reporting the same thing. Early morning, huge turnout. Then we started to see some lines. A lot of folks came back saying that they've been concerned with early voting. A lot of the rhetoric around the country has cast a pall over its integrity. And so many of the voters that we're seeing today are those who questioned whether or not their votes would really count if they submitted them via mail-in ballot or even as a regular in-person absentee ballot cast, or one stop's another name for that. And so a lot of those folks were there bright and early on election day when historically they've always voted. But, I mean, with the numbers that turned out in the past weeks, there just weren't that many to come out today. So that's why we've seen a big drop off as the day's going on.
What have you heard from voters either today or through early voting? What's been motivating them? What are they focusing on? What are they thinking about?
The number one thing we're hearing is they are just so over. Whatever side they're voting for, it's been an exhausting election season. It's exhausting to keep up with reports in the news. It's exhausting for us to cover it. I mean, there's just been so much. It's really unlike any election season that we've seen before. And so that's what voters are saying. At this point, it's up in the air. They've done what they could. They cast their votes. They're ready to see what the results will be. And they hope that after we get results, it won't be met with some of the intense backlash that we've seen as the election season has gone on and in months prior through this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Lars Dolder again, Chatham News and Record, ChathamNewsRecord.com, the website for more local news from Chatham County. And you mentioned a really good point there just a second ago, that all people in the U.S. that have been dealing with and living through this this election cycle, especially this year in the midst of the pandemic, too, have been through a lot. We're all tired. We're all ready to be done with it. And reporters and journalists certainly no different, because we've been focusing really closely on it for the last months and years as well. So how are you holding up as a reporter covering this? How are your coworkers holding up?
Well, we're doing well. And I should say, you know, it is exhausting, like I mentioned. It's also exciting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're excited to cover what will no doubt be an historical election. And frankly, it's not over yet. One thing, like I mentioned, voters, their job is wrapping up, and they're glad to see it over. But really, the election season is not over at all. And this year, more than any before, it won't be determined tonight what the turnout's going to be. It's been reported and anticipated that probably 97% or so of the vote will come out this evening, maybe 9-10 o'clock. We'll get some updates on that. But what's interesting is that since so many ballots have been cast during the early voting period as mail-in, they'll still be tabulated, mm-hmm, over the next several days. And in fact, it won't be until November 12th. I'm sure you followed, and many of your listeners probably heard as well, of the Supreme Court decision to uphold what the state had already done, which was to extend the deadline to receive those to the 12th. Normally it's the 6th. And so for boards of election around the state and on the county level and at the state level, Chatham County's Board of Elections, they'll be working nonstop around the clock, tabulating votes. And at that point, we'll find out what the extra 3% is. And it sounds like a small number, but really it's important. A reporter at the News and Observer, Will Dorn, who's covered this election closely, made a great point that in the last three elections, it's come down to between 0.3% and 3.7% of the vote. So with 97% reporting tonight, it will be premature to say who won the presidency and local elections.
Speaking with Lars Dolder, and sort of focusing on the presidential race, as so many of us are. Obviously, the Senate race, extremely important in North Carolina, too. You've got a gubernatorial race on the ballot. What are the key races in Chatham County that you're following? We've got contested races for county commissioners. We've got a school board race, which is pretty significant. What are you watching?
Yeah, school board is significant. That might be the number one that we're watching out for. The education in general through this pandemic has just been such a hot topic, mm-hmm, and it's come down a lot to the political line, unfortunately, and so many are watching to see what kind of people will take over. Of course, the Board of Election is technically nonpartisan, but with that said, there are some opponents to the incumbents who are Republican, and although it's a nonpartisan race, they're running on the Republican ballot. Those who are in office are known Democrats. So it still, unfortunately, will come down to some party perspective, how the parties feel about education, whether to intensify efforts to get kids back in school in person or to keep them at home or some hybridization. We'll see. But that race is an important one, like you said. One that's interesting maybe for many of your listeners who are in Chapel Hill is the Senate race, the state Senate race, mm-hmm, I should say. District 23, because their territory covers Chatham and Orange counties. And so the incumbent Valerie Bouchy there is contested by Republican challenger Thomas Glendinning. Very different ideologies, opinions of policy and perspective in general. And so that's another one to keep an eye out for.
I've got to start wrapping up. But as we do, other things that you're following on the ballot in Chatham County this election day?
An interesting one will be the Senate race, that is congressional, mm-hmm, and the House, of course. But I have to make a shameless plug for the News and Record here for Chatham voters. They'll be interested to tune in or to check out, rather, some exclusive coverage that we did on Senator Tom Tillis and his challenger, Cal Cunningham. They reached out to us to give us some specifics what they would hope to do for Chatham County. And especially in the western parts of the county, industry has been a big topic of conversation. It's been a bit depressed in recent years. And so they both address how they intend to bring that back up and benefit the county altogether. That's another interesting one for voters to watch.
Head to ChathamNewsRecord.com, the website, to get more election news and all other news from Chatham County as well. Lars Dolder, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, my pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
And that, again, has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Their website, WeaverStreetRealty.com.